Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
And we're here live, and of course, this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, the Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it is Sunday, October 26th, 2008, and this is a live show for October 2008 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of Studio Central. On today's show, I think we have Mike Scopa of AllEars.net, who's a blogger over there. Welcome, Mike.
Beginning evasive maneuvers.
Body wars?
No.
That's what I would have said.
Where's the cricket sound? Because I think we need it at this point. I don't know.
It's beginning evasive maneuvers, and you can hear that at Mission Space.
Oh, right, when you come out of the hypersleep.
Yep.
Yeah. Can I just say, by the way, in Mission Space, whoever's the engineer, that's the monkey job. Like, the things that the engineer has to do are things that can be done by monkeys, I think. You know what I mean? It's just, I was writing it the other day, and it's like, put them to hypersleep. Well, that's a real tough job. The monkey can't do that one.
I think you're right, Mike. Matt, it's either monkeys or Pittsburgh Steelers football players.
Oh, that one hurt. Also here today is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
He's only saying that because Len's not here to defend himself.
That's right.
Len's out there looking for a long snapper right now.
Very good. And, of course, it's our live show for October, and the great thing about doing a live show is it's an ability for all of our listeners who are tuning in live here to call in with their questions, and I want to kind of tease something offhand right when we begin. We've got some giveaways to give away today. We're still going to be taking lots of questions, but...
What's the number again?
Good news. The number is 407-278-5939.
5939.
And we're going to be... Not you. You're not eligible.
Why not? You're giving stuff away.
7. Yeah, you get stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You don't get stuff.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, beer. I need to go get my I need to go get my beer, my Saratoga Lager. Ooh, that sounds good right now. But you can actually call in right now, and we'll take our first caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mark from Corning, New York. Disney Mark on the chat line.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing? How you doing, guys?
Outstanding.
I have two questions for you. Yeah, I got two questions for you, both concerning MouseFest. I'm a MouseFest virgin. I've never been before. This is my first year. And just wondering, any suggestions for me? I'm going to the meet and greet the first day to learn about the schedule and everything. You guys have any information for me that would help me?
Scopa?
Well, Mark, I think you're talking about MouseFest 101. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That will be presented by yours truly and Mark Goldhaber of Mouse Planet, and we will be conducting that at the Contemporary Hotel. The thing I can tell you is that that particular presentation will give you a little bit of background as to how MouseFest began, give you a rough and brief overview of what this year is all about, and in the process we'll talk about some of the highlights that you may want to consider. We'll also give you a few do's and don'ts, things that you should keep in mind during the course of the land portion of MouseFest. I can tell you that the best thing for you to do right now is to get an idea, go to mousefest.org, and get an idea as to what you would like to see. One of the things that you always have to keep in mind is that you will not be able to do everything, and that particularly in this year, you'll have to make some choices. So, don't try to overdo it because you'll be, carried on a stretcher. A lot of people say that there's no such thing as sleep at MouseFest, and I I say no. You don't want to go crazy. Get in every day at 3 a.m. and then get up at 7 a.m. because by Saturday and Sunday you won't be able to enjoy what's available. So try to get an idea as to what's going on. Try to see who you'd like to meet up with. If you want to meet up with Deb Wills, if you want to meet up with us, if you want to meet up with Lou Mangiello, Dave Marks, anybody else, try to focus in on at least one meet that those people are hosting. I think I'm hosting about a million meets, so you probably run into me all the time.
Okay. I'm going to be at Tonga Toast at Kona with you.
Okay. I just don't overdo it. You will be overwhelmed. Let me ask you one more question, Mark. Is this the first time you are at the Disney Resort during the holiday season?
Yes, I have not been. So I'm going to the Mickey's Very Merry for the first time. So, yeah, I've never been there during December.
So that will add even more to the overload. So I think that this will be a surrealistic visit for you. It'll be almost as if, and this is for everybody who's going to MouseFest for the very first time and going to Walt Disney World for the very first time at Christmas. This will be almost as if you're going for the very first time. That's how different it will be for you.
Wow, I'm excited. My other question has to do with kind of with MouseFest, but I'm thinking about purchasing an annual pass and use it during MouseFest with the park hopper options, because I know I'm going next August. But I was wondering if purchasing an annual pass, if I could get the free dining in August of next year, or would I be basically eliminated from getting the free dining if they offer it?
Well, the first thing, and Matt, is Annette on?
Yes, Annette is here. I was going to introduce her after this, but this might be a good opportunity for Annette to join us.
Well, yeah, I think that we could transition to Annette. I think the first thing we want to say before Annette comes on is that we have no idea if free dining will be offered next year or when it would be. And then I guess I turn it over to Annette. Welcome, Annette.
Hi. Sorry, I dropped off the face of the earth there in the beginning of the show. You were talking about getting an annual pass and thinking maybe you could use it. You could still use it for free dining, but you would have to purchase a one-day base ticket to make it that package.
Okay, and would it apply to everybody in the room if I only have one annual pass?
Yes, when you get a package through Disney, everybody's going to have to get the same. You can't everybody get different tickets, so everybody have to get the same. But then if you have the annual pass and others need more tickets, you could fix that when you check in.
Okay, great, wonderful, and I've used NEI Mountain Travel for my trip, and I love you guys.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you at Tonga Toast.
Okay, well, thank you guys for answering my questions. Hope to meet all you there at MouseFest.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Mark.
Yep, bye.
407-278-5939, and of course we mentioned it, but Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is here. Welcome to the show officially, Annette.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure to have the fabulous Annette Owens to join us, and we have another call calling in right now. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Kim from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Go Steelers!
I'm not talking to Scopa. I'm not talking to Scope anymore.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Kim, take a number.
My question was for Newell. What equipment does he use when he goes to hide in the bush and make recordings?
It's changed over the years. When I first started doing it, I used to use a mini disc recorder. Now I have a thing that Matt turned me on to. Well, actually, I turned it on to him, and then he bought it for the show, and then I bought my own. It's called a Zoom HQ, I think it is, Matt. Is it HQ?
H2.
That's right. Zoom H2. It's a digital pocket recorder that's it does a lot of really cool things, and it's perfect for what we need it for, and it works for me as well for Mouseworld. So it's the thing I use now.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because there's some things that I really like that I can't find. So I was hoping that maybe if I was hiding somewhere near a speaker.
Am I going to run into you in a bush at some point? Is that what it is?
I don't think so. I think there's just a couple of things I really want that I had gotten previously that I have on one iPod that just somehow vanished from my iTunes. And when I got a new computer, it just did not transfer over. So,
if it's out there, you're better off probably downloading it again from the source that you got it from.
I've tried searching for it. The source that I had it originally from, I can't find anymore. One of those, hey, go here, look at this, and you know how those kind of tend to vanish.
Did you try MouseBits? MouseBits.com. It's a torrent client. They have almost anything you'd want out there.
MouseBits. Okay, I'll give them a try then.
Give it a shot. If you have trouble, send me an email. I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Noel.
No problem.
You guys have a good night.
All right. Bye, Kim.
Okay. See you at MouseFest.
Yep.
Absolutely. See you in, a month
or
two?
A month or so, yeah.
Less than that.
It's not two.
Yeah. See you in 2 months, Matt.
I've got the Fantasmic party, so I'm not going to interfere with my other party that night, so that's great. So
terrific.
See you there. Bye.
All right. Bye, Kim.
Look at Kim. She's going to multiple parties. How about that?
I know, right? Very nice. 407-278-5939. I want to welcome everyone to our live show. Busy as usual with lots of calls, and that's great. It's a great opportunity for you to call in with your questions, comments, concerns. Certainly, MouseFest is coming up, and already we've had two calls, and one of which had to do with MouseFest, and Kim mentioned MouseFest, so obviously that's on the minds of many of our callers here. You can also join us in chat. I want to recommend that everyone who's actually listening to this live right now tune into chat while you're actually listening. It makes for a much more engaging experience, I think. We have a lot of new people in chat that are brand new to chat and live shows being live. Colleen was one of them, and we were talking before the show, and it's always fun to be able to have those new people join us, as well as our seasoned veterans like Eliopoulos or Aaron Deb Wills, just to drop a name or two. It's always fun to have different people over here. So definitely check us out. If you want to join the chat, just go to wdwtoday.com and you can join us over there. And we have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hey, Colin from Michigan. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Colin.
Hey, along the same lines as the MouseFest vein, we will actually be coming off the Disney Magic that day on Saturday. And so we're thinking of coming directly from the boat to the Mega Mouse Feet. Now that the Mega Mouse Feet's been moved up earlier, can we just park right at the Yacht and Beach Club, even though we're not staying there?
You might be able to. Technically,
is it for the MouseFest event, or do we need to go? So we'll be staying off. We'll be staying at the downtown Disney Hilton. So
yeah, that's a good question, actually, because of the event. Annette, do you know if they? Because usually the parking is reserved for hotel guests only. But if you're there for the event, does that count?
Yeah, you're going for an event in the convention center. So
okay, mm-hmm. So we can just park directly there for the duration of that event.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys down there, and we're really excited.
Awesome. Well, Colin, it's looking forward to seeing you and many of our other listeners over there. We'll be talking a little bit about MouseFest a little bit later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
All right. You too, Colin. 407-278-5939. Give us a call, and you can have your questions answered. Now, I also mentioned this really at the top of the show. I know some people are just joining us now, right at the beginning of the show. But we will be having some giveaways later on, so you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for that. And we're going to have some MouseFest stuff we'd like to talk about, some of our plans, some things that have changed since last time. So definitely, definitely keep things in mind and look forward to talking about that in a little bit. But we have time for our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You having a good evening?
Always. What can we do for you tonight, sir?
Hey, got a kind of a couple quirky questions. First, do you guys have any advice on sleeping in the Orlando airport?
Ooh, I can tell you it's not very comfortable. Are you talking about like in the actual airport or in the hotel that's in the airport?
I know the hotel's a Hyatt, right? I'm guessing that's pretty sweet. But I have a very early morning flight one day, and I don't know that it would make sense to stay in a hotel until 3 a.m. or something like that. So if I were to show up there early, and it's got Wi-Fi, I was wondering whether I could survive.
I landed late the last trip after midnight, and the place was shut down. There was nobody around. I'd be surprised if they even let you stay there.
Okay, yeah, that'd be kind of creepy then, I guess, huh?
It was weird because when I got off the plane, there was nobody around. I mean, they had the place cleared out.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate that information.
You have another question for us?
No. I think that's it for tonight, but thank you very much.
Okay. Cool.
All right, bye.
Good luck. Let us know if it works out for you.
I'll figure something out. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. You can be part of the show, of course, by calling in and asking your question. That's definitely an interesting question. I just actually thought of that. Wonder if cost is an issue, because then I would have brought up the price line suggestion, which, of course, is that – I'm sure he's still listening. But you could if cost is an issue for you, you could just price line a hotel around the airport, and you can get a great deal on that, especially if you don't really care where you're staying. You just want a decent hotel at a good price. I really can't go wrong with that at all. 407-278-5939 is our number, and you can, of course, call us. You can join us in chat. We have over 50 people right now in chat. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link to chat with us right there, and you will find a link right there. Come right in. Everyone's very helpful. Lots of people in there, and it just makes – what's great about it is that while you're listening to the show, you can also see what other people are saying, giving their opinions. Most of the time, they're just making fun of us, but there are actually some useful things going on in there. When Manuel was talking about the Zoom H2, someone actually posted a link to the H2. I'm not sure if Kim's actually in the chat room, but you know, for people there, they could have like gotten that over there. So it's really a lot of fun. Definitely check it out. 407-278-5939. I wanted to mention also that I actually mentioned before some of the giveaways we had. And with the giveaways, you know, I'm thinking, Newell, I think we should start teasing it a little bit. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. We have another hour and 45 minutes to go, so.
Well, I want to give people an idea of what we're giving away here, because, you know, we're not Oprah. We're not giving away new cars by any means.
We're not?
That would have been a great tease.
You're not kidding. I might even stay around.
Yeah. But actually, I'll give you one hint. First hint is the giveaway has to do with MouseFest. So if you are planning attending, or maybe you're on the fence about attending, this might put you over the fence. So you definitely want to check that out. 407-278-5939 is our number.
And if you're not attending, we just lost you.
They just left.
Yeah.
Well, we can't. Prizes are always good for everyone. And you know what? If it's not going to do well for you, I'm sure there's still a question that you could use to give us a call. So it's someone in chat is saying that we're giving away free admission as long as it's on your birthday next year. We should have thought of that. That's a great idea.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, just show up over there. Tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Phone lines are open actually right now for you to give us a call, ask your question about MouseFest, or perhaps you're looking forward to your trip in 2009. Perhaps you've got a trip planned for the holidays this year, be it Thanksgiving, Christmas time, New Year's. Always hard to plan those kinds of times of the year, and I know that sometimes it's not possible to go during the perfect time of the year, and you have to deal with the cards that you're dealt. So if you've got questions about planning for a busier time of the year, this might be a great time to call in. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you?
Just fine.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm listening to the live show for the first time, and it's so exciting.
Woohoo! Awesome.
I didn't realize that you were on a delay.
Yeah, a little bit of a delay.
Oh, are you afraid I might say something inappropriate?
No, we really can't do anything. But
we're afraid Len's going to say something.
We usually think Len's going to say something inappropriate. That's why we're
he's not there, is he?
No, we can say whatever we want to say about Len tonight because he's not on. Although he may be listening.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to be down for MouseFest.
Yes.
Great.
My first time, so I'm really excited.
Good.
I'm looking forward to meeting you guys.
Awesome.
And here's my question.
Okay.
Right now, I'm staying at Coronado Springs for two nights, moving over to my DVC at Wilderness Lodge Villas.
Nice.
Okay. But I just found out that I could stay at the Celebration Hotel for about $20 more a night over Coronado Springs.
Oh, I would definitely do that.
You think so? And it includes the full breakfast buffet.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't mind obviously, when you're staying off property anywhere, you lose out on the on-property perks. I think at MouseFest, it's less of an issue, because so many of the events are happening during regular park hours anyway. It's not like there's – Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. Are there any events that are going on that you can think of? And certainly any of the more – the major events, popular events that are going on during like extra magic hours? I can't think of any other than the
– It'd be the 10th and the 11th that I'd be there.
I don't think it'll be an issue for you.
I'll have a car, so I'm not worried about the transportation issue.
Well, let's give you two answers. My answer is going to be based on the hotel, and then Scope is going to give you an answer based on as it relates to MouseFest. I'll tell you, based on the hotel, I would do it because, as you, I'm sure you're aware of my feelings of Coronado Springs now.
Yeah, I just found that out the other day.
Now, let me throw it over to Mike. And Mike, what's your answer based purely on events going on at MouseFest and everything going on?
Sorry, I got to back up. I have to ask Rhonda a question. Rhonda, have you stayed at either Coronado or Celebration Hotel previously?
No, I have not, but I have toured both. I mean, I've been to the Celebration area, and it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And Coronado Springs looks beautiful, but that doesn't make or break me to stay there. I don't know that I'm into the Phoenix look, which is what I know it's like.
Okay. Again, the nights that you are planning to stay at Celebration Hotel are the 10th and the 11th?
Yes.
Okay. The night of the 10th, there really aren't any land events going on, official MouseFest events going on the 10th. On the 11th, I don't believe there is anything regarding extra magic hours that you'd have to worry about. So I think you're okay.
Okay. Well, it just looks like a beautiful hotel.
It does. I've been in the hotel lobby. I never actually stayed there yet. I haven't had that pleasure, but it is absolutely gorgeous in there. And evidently, I've read some things about it. Mary Waring actually has a nice write-up about it on mousesavers.com, and you can check it out over there. And
well,
it really is a nice hotel.
I'm sorry, Matt. Actually, that's where I found the great rate is through one of her things, using the Mouse Saver rate.
I would. It's so nice over there. Plus, you have access to all those little restaurants that are in Celebration, and they're so inexpensive relative to Disney. It's such a nice area. If the weather cooperates, it can make for some nice evenings for you over there. It might be a nice change of pace.
Okay. Well, guys, listen, I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys at MouseFest.
It's great that you tuned in live for it. I think it adds a different dimension to it, and we thank you.
It really does.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's really cool. A lot of new people. I said it's really cool that a lot of people are talking about coming to MouseFest for the first time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's such a fun event. I mean, and you hear so much about it, I'm sure. It's got to be something that many of our listeners, you know, kind of have to keep on. It's, they hear it so much that they say, maybe I should go this year.
That's what I did.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jan from Michigan.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Outstanding. What can we do for
you? Oh, that's great. Hey, I got a few questions for you. We're going down on Tuesday. I don't suppose Len is amongst you, is he?
No, he's having some server problems on his website, and evidently his income is more important than us. Go figure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were hoping to get a few touring plans from the site before we go down. So do you have C told you guys when it's going to be back up?
It should be hopefully back up this evening or tomorrow. He's working on it right now, in fact.
Oh, good. Good.
So I wouldn't worry about it. It should be up very soon.
Well, Disney went and changed evening extra magic hours on me. So Friday night was supposed to be Epcot, and now it's going to be Animal Kingdom. That's Halloween because we're going down on Tuesday. They've kind of changed things around, and then, I just got to revise my touring plans. So I'll be looking for Len's site. Another question I have is the globe back for Illuminations.
It is.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Oh, good. Good. And which version of Wishes will be in the Magic Kingdom on the nights that it doesn't have Not So Scary? Do you think it'll be Hallow Wishes or will it be regular Wishes?
Isn't it all Hallow Wishes by now?
I think so. I think you're right, Mike.
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah, I think what happens, Janet, same thing that happens in December. I think at a certain point in December, every Wishes is the Christmas Wishes, just as I believe it's the last couple of days of maybe even the last 5 to 7 days of October, I believe, is Hallow Wishes every night, I think. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. Maybe someone in the chat room can help out.
Oh, good. I'll check. But I'm so excited because I've never seen Hallow Wishes, so that'll be really great. And we're not going to Not So Scary, so that'll be really good.
Absolutely. No, I think Hallow Wishes is, of the hard party that occur at the Magic Kingdom, I think I like Hallow Wishes the best.
Good.
So. Well, thanks a lot, and I'm really excited to get down there. I guess it's going to be really cold on Tuesday, huh?
Relatively speaking. It'll be all right.
Relatively speaking. Compared to Michigan, it's going to be awesome.
There you go.
You'll be in shorts.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks very much.
Good night.
Bye, Jan. And we have another caller right behind Jan. Let me bring that caller in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Peggy from Henrietta.
Hey, Peggy, go Falcons. Do they win?
Hi. Yes. Well, Matt, I just want to know if your studio is really in Disney Hollywood Studio. If we can come and say hi when we come down in November.
A lot of our listeners actually do email me or contact me in some way to see if they can meet up with me since I do live down here. And the thing I'll tell them is I'll tell you the same thing as always. I'm always in the studios on Sunday. I do my photo update there. So if you'd like to, you can actually just email me, matt@wdwtoday.com. We can set something up.
Great. Oh, I'd love it. We're coming in. We're going to be at the studios on, we're going to be there Friday because we don't want to do the soapy dopey thing on Saturday and Sunday. So
I promise to protect you from them. We'll find an area that's safe from them.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
All right.
And I just thank you. I love your podcast. I can't wait to be down in the world and looking forward to being there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for listening and tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye, Len.
Bye-bye.
All the rest of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Peggy.
Thank you.
We have another caller right behind Peggy. Wow, lots of calls today. That's great. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Annie.
Hey, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
I have a couple questions for you. We're actually planning a trip here in a couple weeks and it's Jersey Week on the crowd calendar. And we've heard some stuff about it not being as bad in past years this year, and we're just curious if that's really the case.
What do you have on the do you have the crowd calendar numbers in front of you for what you're looking at?
I think it's like 7 and 8.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see elevated crowds because it's the whole state. For those who don't know, Jersey Week is a week in New Jersey where educators get the week off. It's kind of like spring break, but just for New Jersey. That's the best way I can kind of describe it to people who aren't familiar with it. And historically, I think it was a bigger problem than it's become later. I think they've kind of some school systems have like gone off on their own to get other weeks, you know, to give off for everything. I think when you're dealing with any – regardless of when you're going to Walt Disney World, it's my opinion that I think if you're going on any day that has a crowd calendar level of definitely 7, maybe a 6, you definitely want to invest in a good touring plan just to keep yourself one step ahead of the crowds. I think that's going to be key for you in order to avoid the large crowds that can frequent the park. So that way, if it is a big issue, it's not going to be a big problem for you. Be there early, use a touring plan, and I think you'll be perfect.
Excellent. And then my next question is, do you have the crowd calendar up yet, or is it still kind of broke? I saw you posted that on Facebook yesterday.
I did?
Somebody did. I guess it was Len.
Len, probably Len.
That did.
Yeah. Once his site returns, it's just he's doing some site maintenance right now. When he fixes it, it will be back up, and it'll be current for that. So you'll be able to actually monitor what's going on over there.
That's cool. And so, like, how often do you update the crowd calendar? I mean, does it get updated, when you update it, is it just, like, for a year in advance, or do you ever go back and, like, retroactively fix some, like, fix numbers? Like, if the economy gets worse, will they go back and, like, revisit the crowd calendar, or is it just, like, kind of, you just keep it up to date for, like, a year out?
No. I know that Len goes back when necessary. He will definitely go back and make changes. If things change, if news comes out, if a convention comes, he monitors a number of different sources to get the information. So he'll start out with an initial prediction based on the information ahead that's presented with him. But if something changes that would affect the crowd, maybe bookings, and there's a report that bookings are down, or he has ways through his algorithm that he determines the numbers, and he'll go back and actively change it as needed. So it's not written in stone. It's part of the reason why I think he took it out of the unofficial guide, because it was so hard to keep track of, because the online is so much easier. He can make an update to it, and it's not a problem, whereas in the book, it's literally written in stone.
Right, that's cool. And, how many years back does the crowd calendar represent? Is it, 5 years of data, or does he go back further?
I'm not sure about that. You can actually email Len for how what exactly his algorithm is and, you know, what he incorporates into that. I know that there's a lot into it. It's not just a simple thing where he just kind of like, you know, stares at the screen and goes, yeah, I think a six looks good today. He really does, you know, put some a lot of work and information into it. And now that he's been doing it for a few years, he's able to also go back to his research from previous years and put that back in.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's my best Len impersonation that I can do. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you never even sang.
I know, right?
And no maple syrup.
407-278-5939. I expect these kinds of comments from the chat room, not from when on the actual call.
Wow.
over 60 people in chat right now. It's great. You can join them in chat. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link right there to join our chat. You can join many of our other chatters in there. And I want to send a special shout out to Lori, who's actually in the chat room right now. I met Lori last night. I met her yesterday, actually. We were talking about the Turf Club, and she had mentioned that she and her husband, I think it's her husband, someone went with her to the Turf Club, and based on our recommendation, and said that they loved it. And Newell, they had the strip steak, which you have raved about in the past.
I liked it very much. Very good.
It's one of my favorite restaurants out there. I mean, that and Trails End. I mean, those are the two restaurants. If you need a reservation immediately, that's the place to do it.
Absolutely.
And it's great food. That's what I really like about it.
Yep.
407-278-5939 is our number. You can reach us and call in with your questions that you may have. I'm sure many of our listeners are aware that we are going to be having some giveaways, and I think many of them, Newell, are kind of waiting. They have the number dialed on their phone, but I haven't hit send yet because they want to make sure that they're able to get in and get that prize along with their question answer.
That's how I have my phone set up. I'm ready to go.
Me too.
407-278-5939 is our number, and you can call in and be a part of the show. Now, one of the things I like to talk about also is some of the things that are coming up in the past few weeks. And Scopa, tell us about I'm going to ask you about, after this next caller, what your about some of your recent blog entries. There were some interesting topics in there, but we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Pam from Chicago.
Hey, Pam,
how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Calling in. I wanted to thank you guys for a wonderful podcast and some great advice that you had given almost 200 episodes ago about converting your daily or your park tickets to an annual pass.
Oh, great. It worked out for you?
Yeah. I went in when they were giving away the free park hopper and fun option, and I took that ticket over, and I had bought a 7-day ticket, and they converted it, and it only cost me about $70 to convert it to an annual pass. It was awesome.
Nice. So, that's a great tip.
Yes, it was awesome. So I just wanted to thank you guys a lot for that.
Hey, anytime. We're glad to help everyone out over here.
And now you have an excuse to go back.
Exactly.
Of course. I've gone several times since then. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Thanks very much. 407-278-5939. So, Mike, I was talking to you about before. Tell our listeners about your latest blog entry.
Oh, the one about the Walt Disney World attractions we take for granted?
Yes.
I don't want to give the blog away, if someone wants to go read it. But it basically was – this idea was spawned from a recent trip to Walt Disney World in which Carol and I spent about 5 days with some friends who had not been down there since 2003. And we were at the Norway Pavilion in World Showcase, and we got on the Maelstrom. And at a certain point, you know, when you go down that there's a slide where you go down and then you're in the North Sea and you've got this oil rig to your right. At that point, Carol elbowed me and she said, "I just want you to know that we are going to watch the film." And I said, "What? We're going to watch the film?" Our friends had not been to Disney World in 5 or 6 years, so they wanted to watch the film. And I was saying, okay, how am I going to get through this? However, it was a very, very nice experience. It was completely different than the last time I had remembered the film, which was Norwegian Cruise Lines, I believe, was the sponsor. And it was very good. So I started to think about other attractions films, whatever, that I had taken for granted over the years. Because when you go down as often as we do, you know, we sometimes say, well, we don't have to see that. We've done that. And after 5, 6, 10, 15 years, you forget that maybe some things have changed. So that particular blog, which is really a two-part blog, the first one is called Experience Epcot's Film Festival, it really talks about some of the attractions down there that a lot of us may take for granted. So I just wanted to just mention that and see what a lot of people think. And I've been getting a lot of responses from that blog, and I think it's kind of neat that everyone has pretty much had the same kind of reaction that I had. So I encourage everybody to go over to Blog Central on All Ears Net to check it out and check out all the other blogs we have over there.
Absolutely. And we have – I want to talk to you about something about that, Scope, related to your Epcot Film Festival blog entry. But we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Carrie from Arizona.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I actually got in. I'm such a nerd. I can't – but I'll admit it.
Good. That's the first step.
You're among friends.
Okay. Yes, that's what I've been thinking this whole time. Okay, so I've been a listener for, oh gosh, probably 2 years. Back in the day when the sound quality was really great.
Yeah, really
but
great.
But I hung in there. I totally hung in there.
Good. I appreciate it.
So I have a bunch of questions, but I'll just get to my most pressing ones.
Okay.
My husband and I were DVC members, and I was thinking about getting our tickets. We're going in February 2009, and I was thinking about getting our tickets ahead of time from, like, a third-party vendor. Now, if we do that, will Disney convert those tickets to our Keys to the World, and then can we still add the dining plan?
Oh, Annette.
Ooh, a DVC?
Mm-hmm.
DVC, you add the don't you add the dining plan on before you get there?
No, I.
Or do you have
I
to do?
I pay for it until I get there. That's what they've been telling me.
It's been a while since we did it. Mike, have you used the dining plan with DVC?
No, not at all.
Well, DVC members can add the Disney Dining Experience, but you
I'm
must add before
plan.
You get there.
Yeah, the dining plan. I have to add it before I get there, but I don't pay for it until I actually check in.
Okay.
That's what we did last time.
Right.
But I was thinking about getting the tickets from a third party to try to save a little bit of money.
Uh huh.
So I didn't know if like all those three elements can.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Onto one card, the Keys to the World card.
I'm not real sure. I know even with some group tickets, they can't do both dining and the ticket on with the room.
Okay.
So I'm not sure about DVC.
Okay.
Yeah, about adding the tickets.
Yeah, from a third party vendor too.
Yeah, I mean that's the issue. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because obviously, if you're going to buy the tickets through Disney, it'd be very easy. Not an issue at all.
Right.
I'm looking to see if maybe someone in our chat room. They're on the obviously
on a
there's a little bit of a delay between what we're saying and what you get to hear on the radio. But I'm trying to see if maybe someone in the chat room can key us into if they've actually tried to do this before.
We've never done tickets through a third party before, so we've always just bought them direct from Disney, so I didn't know if this was even a possibility. And if it's not, that's fine. But
yeah, I mean, the good news is it's not like a huge difference in the price for tickets. I mean, you will save some money if you went through like a Maple Leaf tickets or official ticket center or something like that. But it's not like it's going to be like, you know, whoa, you know.
Right, or shattering.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, on the plus side, I mean, if you're going to lose out on some money saved, it's not going to be a huge amount of money.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, no one's saying whether or not there is. You know, I mean, you could always call the DVC office and see what they'll tell you over there. I mean, that's going to be it's unfortunately it's not something we have experience with, and I don't want to lead you one way or the other.
No, that's fine. Okay, now my other question was how Future World and the World Showcase have the staggered opening and closing times.
Right.
I've heard that even though Future World says it closes earlier. Does it, in fact, close at that time, or does it stay open later for, all the attractions in Future World?
Scopa?
Like, if they say they close at 7, do they
right.
really close the lines down?
Well, Spaceship
Earth
stays open till 9.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's certain.
Certain attractions do. I'm not sure. The Sorenst- yeah. I think Soren stays open till 9.
Yeah. So does like Interventions. They close.
Right. Okay. And Ellen's Energy Adventure closes.
Yeah. Club Cool closes.
Right.
Test Track stays open.
Okay. So the big ones are staying open past that advertised close time.
I believe we've seen that over there. Like some of them do, some of them don't. But some of the major rides do stay open.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I would say that at a certain point when Illuminations begins, whoever's in line, I believe you're going to be able to go through the attraction. I think once Illuminations ends, I think they shut it off.
There's a cutoff point. I mean, if you're in line and the magic hour hits, it's not like they kick everyone out. They let you ride. They just have to, you know, it takes a while to cycle you all through. But they won't take anyone else in line.
Okay, gotcha. And Scopo, I have to tell you, a couple years ago, you had a little tip about counter service, about all those people who stand in line for 40 minutes staring at the menu, and then they get up to the register and they have no idea what they're going to order. And you're big. Well, I know what I'm getting. Works wonders. I have been pushed to the front behind people because it's just my husband and I. And you stand there for 40 minutes, for a burger and nuggets, and people don't know what they're getting. But I even use that outside of Disney World. And it works wonders. So
I use it on Mike Newell. It works great.
I just moved to the side.
Yeah, within your own family. But thank you so much. It was fun to talk to you guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you sticking with us all these years.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. That's one of the tips, Scopa, that's kind of stayed with you. I don't think you even meant it to be a big deal. You think you shared it as a story, and it just keeps on living.
I think that a lot of us make those observations, but we don't share them. And if everybody shared everything that they observed, who knows? I mean, I think we all would find better things to do. You know, it's really funny.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of times I'll hear tips and things that actually turn out to be great tips, just like on offhand comments from people. So it's great. But Scope, I was talking to you earlier about one of your blog entries, which is your the Epcot movie film festival, as you called it. And it was interesting because I read it and I literally started reading and I said, what is he talking about? You know, like, come on, like, you know, the China movie.
I know.
You know, like, you know, and I think, and you're right, because while I didn't see the movies, I had a similar experience at other attractions where you go into them and you go, yeah, I kind of, you know, wow, this is definitely not what it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago, even more than that.
Yeah, it's really funny. For instance, the Norway, I think it was called The Spirit of Norway. And I expected to see a 15-minute commercial for Norwegian Cruise Lines, but it was actually about Norway and the music and the imagery and the narration just – It was so good. I'll tell you how good it was. It was so good that I didn't like – I was really upset when it ended because I wanted to hear more. I wanted to see more. It really served the purpose that I wanted that pavilion to serve. I think a lot of people would agree that when Epcot and World Showcase first opened, when you went to see a film like in the Norway film, you were really disappointed. It was like, wait a minute. I didn't come here to hear a commercial. I came here to experience some type of Norwegian culture. I came here to learn about Norway. I didn't come to learn about the Norwegian cruise line. And so I think for a lot of people, they were turned off. And that, over the years, kept on coming back to my mind. So I'm sure that everybody, once they got off the boat in that little Norwegian village and those doors opened, we all went right through that screening room, right through that little theater. But I really need to recommend to anyone who has not seen that film in about 5, 6, maybe 10 years. It's only 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I think you'll enjoy it. And so I started to think, okay, we're getting close to China. I want to see what the China one is all about and France. And of course, I always see the old Canada film. So, I mean, it was really something. I think, but the thing is, Matt, you're absolutely right. We shouldn't limit it to those attractions that are films. There are other attractions that I think a lot of us take for granted. And one being, I know I hadn't gone to the Tiki Room for a long time, and it was so long that I forgot that they had gone through a rehab, and now it's really enjoyable. I think it's a little short, but it's more enjoyable than I thought it would be.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. And one of the things, actually, it was interesting. While you were talking about that, I was reading some of the comments in the chat room, and we were discussing the Canada film. I really like the new Canada film. I thought it's fun. It's nice. I've seen it a couple times now, and I like it. I think it's funny. It's entertaining. What are your thoughts on the new Canada Film Scopa?
I think Mike and I had the same. Mike Newell and I had the same reaction when we first saw it. I think we all saw it together. I think it was last October. And one of the things that occurred to me when the film started was that, okay, they're not really making use of the Nine Eyes technology. They're not making use of the Circle Vision feature, and that got me a little concerned. And the comedy, which was pretty good at first, started to get to me, and I'm thinking, okay, it's taken away from the Canadian culture. However, the last half of the film really does it for me. The music,
yes.
The new version of the song, right. the imagery, it all comes to play, and they do make use of the 360 technology, and I think it really works well. I'll give you an idea how well it works for me. I think I've seen it 6 or 7 times since last October. That in itself says how much I enjoy that film.
Yeah, I really like the song is really well done by that artist who won the American Idol in Canada equivalent. Eva Velia, someone, but I need to get a copy of that song. And Newell, have you seen it yet? Because I can't find a copy of that anywhere, but I really want to.
No.
I thought she did a great job with it.
She really did. I totally agree. It's great. It's a great rendition, but I haven't seen anything really good floating around. Maybe there'll have to be a research trip just for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take our Zoom H2s. Well, you know, I think it's time we gave away something.
Woo!
You know,
okay, wait. 407.
No, not you. You're not.
I get my phone out.
I'm calling in.
Numbers are, you can actually call in right now. What we're going to do is we're going to be giving away will be one ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night at the Studios dessert party, which is being held over on, of course, at MouseFest. And it's going to be held on Saturday night over at the studios during MouseFest. And the good news is if you have already, you already have your ticket, you're good. Person and good for you. The good news is we'll actually refund your money, so it's free in the end. So we got one ticket. We've got a call. Let's see if it's for this person or they're just calling in general. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is David again.
Hey, David.
Did I win something?
Yes. Are you planning on coming to MouseFest?
Yeah, I am. Is it a hotel room so I don't have to sleep in the airport?
Oh gosh.
No, wait. You won't be sleeping with an empty stomach. Because we're actually giving away a ticket. You've won actually one ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night at the Studios, which is being co-sponsored by MEI and MouseFan Travel and Studio Central.
Okay, that's awesome.
Saturday night. Now, do you have tickets to that already, or are we going to be refunding your ticket?
I do not have tickets yet, so I am awesome. A new addition to the list.
Woo-hoo. Awesome. Well, we've got you down. If you could do me a favor and email matt@wdwtoday.com, and I will take care of you.
Okay, that sounds
all right.
Great.
Sounds great. Thanks
can
for
I... Yeah, can I ask another question while I've got you here?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I thought of another one in the interim. So I'm actually going to be there during the Super Soap weekends as well, although yep. I have no desire to get involved in that in any way.
Really? How I can't imagine why not.
Yeah.
The disclaimer.
How atrocious are the fun things to do at the studios while all that soap opera stuff's going on?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
What are the lines going to be like at the studios on that day if I don't want to see, you know, some, you know, 50-year-old woman with a steeple twin or whatever?
Yeah, that's good. The attractions for non-Super Soap weekend attractions, you know, like Tower of Terror, for instance, that'll be running probably at normal what it would be if Super Soap weekend wasn't happening that weekend.
Okay.
The thing to keep in mind is there will be a lot more people in the studios. Studios will feel much more crowded than if the event wasn't going on. That being said, while there are all those other people there, all those other people are going to be usually just based around the Super Soap weekend events going on there. The only place you'll see a real impact to you if you skip all that stuff is going to be in dining if you're trying to make an ADR or something like that, because a lot of them, obviously, those people still have to eat. So you'll be sharing that in common with them. The other thing is, these people will be frequenting some common areas, generally Hollywood Boulevard, near Echo Lake. Those are usually where – and, of course, now at the new theater over there, the Premier Theater, which is located where the old Hunchback of Notre Dame Theater was, which is over by Muppets.
Yeah.
Yep. So that area – those areas are going to be more busy than others. But if it, like, Sunset Boulevard, you won't notice a difference. I mean, it'll be negligible. Okay. If anything, it might even be less because people are going to be skipping it.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Like, will it be mobbed getting in first thing? I hear that people line up at some ungodly hour in the morning to get in the autograph lines and stuff.
Yeah, they'll be in the autograph line, though. There'll be a separate line to usually to the right-hand side, while the regular line to get in is unaffected by it. So you'll see them, and you'll blow past them. It's possible to enjoy the studios quite a bit without actually being impacted greatly by the Super Sub crowds.
Okay, that's good to know. And I suppose if there's a big crowd, I can just scream and say, oh, there's some famous soap opera star, and they'll all run over in that direction.
Exactly. Rick Springfield, just yell his name.
Okay, sounds like a plan. All right, thank you much.
All right, and congratulations on winning the ticket.
Yeah, that's excellent. I appreciate that, you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And don't forget, we still have a number more tickets to give away. So don't worry about that. If you weren't one of those people that just won, it's all right. We've got more tickets to give away.
Good.
I know, Newell, you tried. Sorry.
I did. You hung up on me.
Sorry, force of habit. 407.
You might win the second prize, Mike. Second prize is a night at the studios during Star Tours weekends.
407-278-5939. Some more giveaways to come later in the show. And don't forget, when you join us in chat, just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link right there to join us in chat. We have right now we have about 70 people in chat, which is fantastic. Always a lot of people, a lot of fun, a lot of people in there. Newell's in there, Scope is in there, I'm in there, Annette's in there, some other people are in there. A lot of, I don't want to drop names, but let's just say it's a bigger name than Eliopoulos is in there right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's right. Wow. So definitely go check that out, wdwtoday.com. Join the chat room while you're listening to the show. It makes for a great experience. So other than that, we'll have surprises coming up. And in the meantime, you can definitely call in with your questions, 407-278-5939. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was calling for a couple of different reasons. I heard that the Wave is now open at the Contemporary.
Yes.
And my husband and I, kids, were all kind of looking at wanting to do a table service somewhere either at the Magic Kingdom or nearby. We've done Cinderella's Castle a lot. And, we've gotten to that point where it's like, okay, we're done with that. but, Crystal Palace has Winnie the Pooh and gang. Plaza's sit-down deli sandwiches. So we're just curious, how's the Wave in terms of, location? Is it a really quick trip, 5 minutes, by monorail? Is it a worth...
Well, Newell and I have been there. Scope, have you been there?
No, I had ADRs in August, but we decided to eat somewhere else that particular night.
That's fine. Annette, have you eaten there?
Lunch.
Lunch. Yeah, okay, so lunch. Newell and I have eaten dinner there, and that's eaten lunch there. Let's start out with getting there. It's very easy to get there, obviously, from the Magic Kingdom especially. You can walk there if you'd like. You can take the monorail over there. It's a quick ride. It's on the first floor where the arcade used to be, right, Newell?
Yeah, I think that was the same. You're right. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. So it's real easy to get to. That's not an issue at all.
Okay, good.
Now, are you going to ask us how the food is?
Yeah. We're already looking at doing Mama Melrose while we're down there. So, eating at Tony's, another Italian. We've got three Asians on our list already. So we're trying to, Asian type dishes, Yak and Yeti, Tep and Edo, and Nine Dragons. So we're trying to look away from a little bit more of that. We've got so many chunks of a certain type of food.
Yep.
And we're trying to back away from that.
Well, so I think I found the food to be, it's not so much ethnic as it, I think it's more like a new American. The way they prepare the food over there is all the food that they have over there is very environmentally concerned and safe. They have the corks of the wine. There are no corks. It's all screw tops on the corks.
Okay.
The fish is the replenishable fish of the day. So it's like everything. Again, they have a number of different concerns in terms of the environment. They want to be sensitive to it. So with that in mind, you get some interesting dishes that you won't find at your local TGI Fridays, to say the least.
Right. Right.
When Newell and I and Len ate there, I thought we, and Mike, if I'm saying something that you don't agree with, feel free to jump in here. I think we liked the food. We weren't raving about it. We didn't think, wow, this is a great place. You have to definitely have to go eat there.
Right.
But it wasn't bad, but it wasn't awesome either. It was somewhere in the middle.
Well, I was going to say, we aren't expecting awesome food. Now, we know that Akershus, the dinner, there's certain meals, there's certain dishes at Akershus for dinner that are fantastic. We know that Yak and Yeti's good. But we don't expect every meal at Disney because it is, it's kind of mean to say, but it is Disney. And so we aren't expecting that, oh my gosh, meal every time. But we would like to, you know, because we're doing the dining plan, it's kind of one of those things where we still want a decent meal.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a decent meal. There's no doubt about that. The other thing is, do you have any picky eaters in your group?
Our 8-year-old, but she's, you know, she's still kids.
Okay. So, as long as they eat off the kids' menu, I think you'd be fine in that regard.
Yeah,
I mean,
the 8-year-old's still very much that small enough serving. We don't have to worry about that whole 9-year-old thing yet, but she'll be 8. She really is a chicken nugget, macaroni and cheese, hot dog kind of eater. So knowing Disney, the kid menu is pretty much hot dog, macaroni and cheese.
Okay, because the only thing is it definitely is not for those who have a limited palate in terms of what they eat. Annette, what were your thoughts on the food at the Wave?
Again, I've only been for lunch, but I just thought it was really good. It was unique flavors put together a little bit, but salad, chicken, the grilled chicken sandwich was great. You know, portions were bigger than I could handle. It was a lot of food. But if you're not so sure about the Wave, you could think about Kona if you're going to go down the monorail anywhere. Anyway, okay. Kona's got some really great food any time of day.
Right.
And okay. Jennifer, if you go to episode 423, we did that episode as we walked out of the Wave. So it was really
okay. I will definitely hit that up then.
Yeah, it was really fresh in our minds. We discussed the menu, we discussed the service, we discussed everything, and it was lit, Matt, right? It was like 10 minutes after we left.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Night.
We went right outside and recorded it.
Yeah,
it was
so
right out there.
Exactly. So it was really fresh in our minds then.
Right. I just know that, you know, as when it comes to Epcot, has all those table service meals, and you can't, you know, you can't walk 5 feet without tripping over a table service meal. And Magic Kingdom, it's kind of like you stand there and look around and, oh, they've got great counter service. I mean, heck, Pecos Bills, you know, you can't get better than that. But as far as the table service, they're really kind of lacking. And so we've been trying to figure out how to do that because we like to do the dinner and then the extra Magic Hours night. You know, the dinner's kind of that rejuvenating us to keep going. So that was one of my questions. And then another restaurant question. Have you guys eaten at restaurant Marrakesh?
Yes, Len and I ate there last week.
Good, bad?
It's good. It's good. It's not as ethnic as you might think, which is good and bad. It's not going to be like, I don't really think it's something representative of real Moroccan food. Like, wow, that was like, it's so interesting flavors. It's good. I like it. It's easy to get into. I would definitely say that you should try it out. I think there are some we were all happy with our entrees. Actually, tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that's another one to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then can I bug you for one more question, and then I promise to let somebody else on the phone.
Okay, and no, not a problem. Go ahead.
Okay, this whole ADR thing, you know, the whole online ordering of reservations and that type of thing.
Yep.
I've called Disney twice now just to kind of ask them about it. My 180 days are coming up. I've either been told, oh, there's no change whatsoever. Everything's going to be fine. It might start up in December. It might be February. Who knows? The next Disney person I talk to, it's, oh, well, nobody's doing 180 days anymore. You have to wait until the service says you're ready. Maybe 180 days will start back up again in December, January. But we don't know. The system's, you know, I mean, it's just two completely different stories. I'm wondering if you guys have heard anything about how that's working.
Ooh, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people are talking about, certainly. And obviously, suffice to say, you're beyond your 180 days anyway right now.
Yeah, we're a couple of weeks away from our 180-day mark. So
That's
why I'm now trying to figure it out. We've gone now 4 years in a row, so we thought we had the whole ADR thing, you know, perfectly wrapped up in a nice little bow.
Yep.
And now they're throwing this wrench into the thing, and we're trying to figure out how it works.
Yeah. We may be hearing something in December in terms of something changing. The best that I can tell you, we can't give you a great answer right now for you.
Right.
Best I can tell you right now is to stick with what we know and keep on top of these kinds of things and see how things change between now and when your 180 days may or may not come up and go from there. Unfortunately, there's some things you can plan for. And, as you're well aware of, the situation is kind of murky right now. So
exactly. Yeah, that's the funny thing is they don't even know what's going on. You know, if you have regular Disney, just a regular reservation, they've never heard of it. 1 gallon reservation will go, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. You're panicking over nothing. And the next will go, oh, you have every right to panic, and this is why you need to panic. And so then you're stuck in that confusion land of, okay, yep. Disney doesn't even know what Disney's doing at this point about the ADR situation.
Yeah, that's
not
how it goes.
A lot of confidence there, but I was just curious if you guys had heard anything about that or not.
Nothing definitively. We don't want to lead you one way or the other again if we're not certain about it.
Okay, not a problem. Well, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye.